Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're wrapping things up. We're at Heavy Seas. We've been brewing, dressinging,
drinking,
real estating,
drinking.
What else did I do? I did one other thing, lacrossing.
And
Ukrainian. Let's do this.
Ukrainian.
All right. We're here on behalf of our friends at Pravda Brewery. My wife is... Who the hell is driving? But nonetheless, Hugh Sisson has been here. We're at Heavy Seas Brewing.
They still don't close for a couple hours. We're all right.
Water? Jack, bring some water. This Ukraine benefits... there's a huge group of people outside. I pulled Samantha Hoffer in from our friends at Cooper's to talk about... This is the crab cake part of the show. This is your favorite part. Well, usually when it doesn't have beer. Right. Normal beer, non-beer related... The crab cake is the highlight of this. How are you?
In this case, the French fries.
Very good, thank you.
You're nervous. No. You're uptight. It's okay.
Just conversation.
We're going to have fun here. You have the Chowhound. How many Chowhound trucks are there?
There's two Chowhounds.
That's why I see them so often.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I figured there had to be more than one, right? Because I've seen the one at Maritime Magic, and she wanted a burger. I'm not going to lie to you, right? I mean, be honest.
Guinness
She's like,
burger.
Guinness, right. She knows all about the McGinnis burger and all
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, Heavy Seas.
Patrick has been my friend for 27 years. I've been on the air 31.
Almost three decades.
I met the original Cooper.
Oh.
Right. So I knew Cooper. I pet Cooper. Cooper's touched my hands.
Oh,
okay.
The doggy.
Right. So, right. So when they did Homicide, Life on the Streets, mm-hmm. Shout out David Simon is coming on the show. Simon's coming on. We're going to MF each other. It's going to be great. I'm going to share the maledicta and all the dirty stuff I know. Right. So Simon's coming on. And I did a benefit. And I swear it might have been for leukemia. I don't know. It may have been diabetes. It was something serious. And I did it at Cooper's during Homicide, 1996, 97. My wife is stealing French fries. And I got to know Patrick then. And this is before Sláinte, before Chowhounds, before any of that stuff. So I've known him forever. He's been on the show when the pandemic hit. Patrick came on a couple of times. And I dreamed this crab cake tour up. And I know how good the crab cake is. I had it during World Cups in various years. And you've made me... Is this the Cooper's crab cake, or is this the Sláinte crab cake, or is there just only one? Oh, it's fried. Ooh, I'm going to like it even more. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right, so tell me about the crab cake.
So this is the Chowhound crab cake, so a little different than we have in either of the restaurants.
Really?
It's the Cooper's recipe, so it's the Cooper's crab cake, but we fry it on the Chowhound.
Oh, I'm going to love it. I'm so happy.
Fried.
I'm fried.
I'm more
I piss
a
everyone.
Girl,
all
but he
of
likes
these
fried.
Gucci. We have jumbo lump, and it's got the slurry, and I love all of that. Don't get me wrong. But I'm from Dundalk. You know, I mean, my mom fried them cheap. Now, this is like this is a serious
I'm
chunk.
Ready to dig
oh, I'm
into
so
that.
Excited. She's so hungry. She's about to eat my arm, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So we have the delicious chocolate stout that they make here at Heavy Seas that's going with my crab cake. You're wondering what you're doing here. I just want you to talk about your place because... I'm fond of Patrick. I'm fond of the whole brand. My wife and I have lived downtown for 19 years. We just moved to the county. But during the plague, we walked to Admiral's Cup every weekend. We would stop by and get some tacos upstairs, some Woody's. We would get some Sláinte. I love your French fries. I had never had the real, legit St. Patty's Day corned beef. Mm. And I want to say it was like the 11th of March. Patrick put up this special Lou brand of corned beef.
Dr. Lou.
Doc. I want to make, thank you.
Dr.
I don't want. I don't want to get that wrong.
It's
I
a real make, person. He's listening. It's Dr. Lou.
Dr. Lou. So
there you go.
All right, Dr. Lou. So we went up to North, and I didn't text Patrick anything. We sat down. Andy Rosenthal's waiting at the bar. Now, Andy did business to me at Shuckers a million years ago,
oh, yeah.
Terps, all that. Old school,
He's
right?
He's like, I only fill in. Well, this is the only time we ever see him is when
like,
he fills
we
in.
We went in. He was there. And
there.
He's like, dude, you got to get the gumbo. And I'm like, it was just Fat Tuesday, like a week or two before.
Yeah.
He brought me... the gumbo was ridiculous, right? And like, I want to go back. I'm going to come back and get it. But I said to her, let's get this corned beef, this Dr. Lou corned beef, you know?
It was all that.
It was really otherworldly. I mean, I'm just being honest. And so you're top of mind, and this event happened, and I hit Hugh, and he was like, yeah, we got a crab cake. I mean, Cooper's done. And I'm like, serendipity, you know? So you're here. So give me the Cooper story, Pat's story, and, you know, I gave you the Coopers that I've known in that long, but this is a different kind of operation with what you do, especially in conjunction with Heavy Seas, right?
Yeah, so we actually just came on board as the designated food provider for Heavy Seas Brewery. So we've been here since December. We're going to be here for a year. We're committed to growing the brand, our brand and their brand, and doing it alongside one another.
Can I eat this? You mind own mine,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, my God, dig in, please. It's hot. It's good. Yeah. So one of our trucks is here all of the time. And then we still have our other Chow Hound roaming the streets. And what happened in COVID, we took to neighborhoods. We had never done that before. Usually the trucks were out Monday through Friday, office buildings, business parks, serving lunch. Well, those all shut down when COVID hit. So we started, neighborhoods would reach out and say, hey, can you come to my neighborhood? There's X amount of families that live here. I think you do really well. Restaurants were closed. People didn't have that outlet. Mm-hmm. So the trucks, us included, everybody, just hit to the streets in neighborhoods for like dinner time. And people were hosting little block parties. I mean, it was really neat to see.
Remoulade on there.
Yeah.
Is that remoulade?
Yes, it is.
Oh, man, that's good. All right.
It's all over your face.
Uh-huh. I'm making a mess. Go ahead. Keep going.
So we're doing really well with that. So we got one truck hitting the neighborhoods in the evenings. We got one truck here, and we've got Cooper's Tavern in Fells Point. Cooper's Tavern is gearing up for a 25th anniversary this September.
Wow.
Yeah. So
we lived
big
at the Harbor the last 19 years, and as I'm making a complete remoulade disaster of the place here at Heavy Seas, your trucks would come down on summer nights, on Friday nights, and be a part of these community events.
Yeah.
And I remember Damien Bohager hit me. My wife's just tearing into these crab cakes. So Damien Bohager hit me 10 years ago. He's like, we're going to do food truck rallies. We're going to do down in South Baltimore and different places. The food truck thing, especially around the world, literally, it's an incredible industry aside from bricks and mortar, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a huge extension for us. I mean, we're lucky. It's just Cooper's Tavern roving the streets. So it's just an extension of our brand, and we get a lot of exposure that way. It's
God,
really cool.
You got a griddle. Tell everybody about this again, because, like, this is a legitimate, like, I'm doing a crab cake tour. I wanted to come and sit in Cooper's. Yeah. I wanted to come and sit in, you know, wherever. And I'll come and do that.
Well, hey, but it this sounds like you lucked out, because now it's fried.
Would you allow me to get it fried in the restaurant?
We do.
Same thing. Costa's like, we'll fry it, but we're not going to recommend it.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. In-house, we broil them. On the truck, we don't have the ability to do it, so we have to get a little creative. So we fry them on the truck. The bun, like you just pointed out, is grilled on the grill top on the truck because we don't have a toaster. I don't have a flat top on the truck. So you get a little creative when you're cooking on the food trucks. But turns out awesome.
I hope people come over here this summer.
I'm with you. I love my fried crab cakes. But you feel like you can't say that in Baltimore. Everybody wants them broiled here.
People are gooch, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they really are.
I do like them broiled, and I'm not from Baltimore. I mean, but so I don't know. It's like,
it's crab meat. It's good everywhere.
You got to keep it pristine.
People start with me. Then listen, people start with me, and they're like, you've had every crab cake.
Which
one's the best?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, every time you're eating one, this is way different. You would agree this is different than any crab cake sandwich we've had because of the fried nature of it, the remoulade that's brought onto it. A lot of places are like tartar sauce. I talk about tartar sauces all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of them are lame. I've had some really good ones. I had a really good one recently. You want me to give a shout out? Mama's on the Half Shell. The tartar sauce there. Unbelievable. It's just a lemony, fresh caper, not mayonnaise caper and like relish.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Some is different.
Well, everything they do is great. So not surprised.
Right. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. And I think we're getting out and finding out that like your crab cake's different than their crab cake. That you're telling me this is different than what I would get if I'm down at Fells Point right now or if I stopped at Cooper's North, right?
Yes.
Well, we're going to come back in. What makes the corned beef so good? I mean, well, it, I mean, it was sexual. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Like they I'm trying
Dr.
to
Lou, what does he do? So he got some magic
he'd
dust?
He'd probably kill me if I actually shared the secret, but I can tell you it takes like 2 whole days to cook one
does
brisket.
Does it involve beer?
No.
Oh, all right. All right. I'm just checking. I'm trying to figure out what involves sugar. Probably.
Yes.
Probably some pickling spice. Sorry. Some pickling spice.
Well, that's
there's,
all right.
There's some of that. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're getting
pepper.
Close.
But my wife makes the best soups. No, her soups are insane.
Oh, yeah?
So she has complex flavors down. Mm. So when we eat something that's so incredible, I want
to
break
it
down.
To figure it out.
You know what's great about this crab cake here was a slurry. You have a delicious, like, thing going on in there. I want to stop the show so I can go eat. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. On behalf of our friends, Hugh Sisson, our friends here at Heavy Seas and the Pravda Brewery and brewing the American Red Ale, my shout out to Patrick Russell, everybody, Coopers and Slancha and Samantha here. You've been a good sport, right? I'm going to get some ketchup. I'm going to tear those French fries up, all right?
We brought you some ketchup.
Awesome.
And a little chocolate stout as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST on behalf of the Maryland Lottery and our friends. Jack's going to get, you want a pink one or a blue one? I got the Betty Boop scratch-off tickets here, no doubt about it. Our friends at Goodwill Industries as well. We're bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road on the 15th. We're going to be at Greenmount Station in Hampstead. That is a special place with the OTB. People ask me where they have a great crab cake.
Betting.
Yeah, right? You know that.
See?
Great crab cakes there.
Yes.
You've never eaten a crab cake
no,
at Greenmount Station.
No, I have not. Because
she didn't like crab cakes. Tell her this.
A crab cake connoisseur until last summer when he did a
She
crab
never
cake.
Ate a crab cake. First 15 years of our marriage.
No, you can't say it.
I think it's a bone marrow transplant.
I never ordered one. Well, I do like stuff spicier now, but yeah, just having the ability to try something versus ordering a whole thing. Mm. I mean, I really got into it.
I said to her in May, I'm doing this crab cake tour. She's like,
oh, great. What
I'm
am I going
to eat? Burgers every night. And by like the 10th of August, she's like, I'm going to have the cream of crab soup and the crab soup because I want to see which one's good and which one has the legitimate crab meat in it. So appreciate my wife Jen's here wearing. We,
I know.
You figured
like
out the blue
full
and gold.
Support.
Did you like
it,
that?
You did a good job.
Did we?
Yes, you did.
All right, man. I broke this out of the closet.
I was digging through boxes.
I forgot that I owned it. And I thought, the only thing I owned.
Even
it,
your earrings.
Yes, my earrings. My blue earrings.
Do you look at you?
Come on.
Full support.
Oh, wait. My
eyeshadow.
Wait. See?
Oh, there you go. She doesn't come on the show much, and this is why. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive and beer and crab cakes and fun.